Section 21, becoming a project leader. Even if you are not formally leading the parade, you can assume intellectual and social leadership for a project, which will turn you into the de facto project leader. Remember the key success factor. The three key success factors, according to Don Peterson, the successful Ford executive and corporate philosopher, are people, products and profit, in that order. Remember, people are the lifeblood of the project, and people are the heart of the project. Some managers, however, pay only lip service to these statements and wonder why their projects fail or their businesses flounder. Can you make these statements come to life in your own small group or team? See what you can do to make it real. Build a winning team. Learn to recognize people who are good at what they do. Learn to identify people with potential. Luckily, great people are everywhere. You should be looking for them among various groups, peers, assistants, students, junior people and support staff, and in various places within your company, for example marketing, market research or clinical development. Look for people with talent. Try to get the best people on board. You may not be able to hire these people formally or to win them over for the current project, but your contacts may prove valuable for your next project. In the long run, try to surround yourself with people who are smarter and better than you are. Do not leave this important task to human resources. Remember, if you have the wrong people in your team, then no strategy, no matter how brilliant it may be, will save you. Make your project appealing. You will only rarely have the opportunity to hire new people for your project. However, you can attract people by making the project so attractive that it pulls people into your team. People who hear about your project want to join your team. Make your project so interesting, innovative and instructive that people will sign on and spend more hours per week on your project than on other less interesting projects. Ideally, people compete with each other for the privilege of being a member of your team. Foster a great team culture. Think about how to create an exciting team spirit so people feel drawn to your team. Your team should be a place where people can learn new stuff, where they can try new things, where they can grow, where there is fun and excitement. Team members should enjoy working with you on the project. Remember, happy teams have an easier time winning than unhappy teams. Become the de facto project leader. Lead from within. Show initiative. Show that you like to take on the challenges the team's project offers. Show that you love to work on the project. Convey a sense of direction and purpose to the project. Guide and motivate your team members. Inspire people by your presence. Create an environment in which their creativity will thrive. Leadership today involves acting more as a coach rather than as a supervisor. Engender trust and credibility. People are drawn to those who display trustworthiness and integrity. Lead by example. Be credible, be sincere, be authentic, and be real. If there are setbacks, admit your mistakes. Do not try to cover up your failures. Avoid blaming others if things go wrong. After all, you are human and not perfect. Fulfill your promises. Keep your word, so make sure you under-promise and over-deliver. Show stature and take responsibility for your decisions and actions. Walk the talk. Exude optimism. Your state of mind will influence everyone in the team. Be pragmatic and display a positive attitude. Be confident even when meeting resistance. Show drive and initiative in overcoming obstacles. Pour out optimism and give positive energy to the team. Communicate your enthusiasm or even your passion for the project, and relish change. Offer benefits to your team. Your team members are looking for what they can gain if they commit themselves fully to the project. Take time to explore their aspirations and communicate the benefits of participating in the team. You cannot command commitment. People will commit themselves to the project only if you can convince them that there is a benefit to them. Show that you care deeply for your colleagues and for the project. Train your team. Develop a curriculum of topics for training your team members. Add a strong educational aspect to all your workshops. Invite an in-house expert or opinion leader, or an internal or external marketing trainer who can update their know-how. Teach them, but do not pontificate. Provide cutting-edge information for your team members. Make it clear that being a member of your team is a great learning opportunity. You provide access to exciting tasks. This will make it easier for you to attract the people you want on your projects. Remember, developing and nurturing people is a daily task. Use every opportunity to advise and coach your team members. Provide a professional experience. You can create a sense of excitement by using themes and statements that catch the imagination and arouse curiosity. Topics such as discovery, adventure, or excitement may work well. People perform better when they're in a vital setting. Add an element of surprise and suspense. Your team is alive and vibrant with energy. Think about the location for your product manager or marketing and sales workshop, and if you can afford it, choose somewhere stimulating and attractive. Think of additional ways to keep people interested in your project. Motivate your team. Remember, motivation is the motif for action. Marketing and motivation go hand in glove. It is your responsibility to keep up the morale. Make people act at a higher level by keeping them highly motivated. Your company may be undergoing a restructure. Perhaps people in the organization are demotivated and don't enjoy their workplace. You can create an oasis. You need to be a great person to work with, on a great project, with a great team. Energize your team. Keep up momentum in the group. Demand performance. Demand performance, not perfection, from your team members. Challenge them. Appeal to their commitment to action. Demand their important contributions and request the great work they are capable of. Ask them to deliver results. Push yourself and your team members to new heights. Take time to praise people. Take time to praise people associated with the project when they have done a great job. Successful marketers are great enthusiasts, lavish with their praise. Prescribe yourself a course in recognizing special efforts. Recognize your team members and even your boss's special efforts. Create an atmosphere of recognition in your team. Give compliments, the more specific, the better. Build self-confidence in your team members. Inject confidence into your team. It is the fuel for teams that win. Give your team members a feeling of importance because they are important. Give the people in your team what everybody wants: respect, attention, and appreciation. Make them feel special. Write their birthday dates into your calendar and celebrate the day. Good leaders show that they really care about their people. Give your team members the credit they deserve. Share the rewards. Offer empathy. Make your team members feel like part of the family. Give them a sense of belonging. If you feel uncomfortable with the word family, choose your own vocabulary, for example, group, team, or crew. Terms such as this are preferable to the more anonymous terms such as department, business unit, or company. Make your team members feel they really are your colleagues, your associates, your partners, and your fellow professionals. Keep your people. How do you keep the bright people in your team once they have joined it? How do you retain brilliant people? How do you make them stay with the project? Become their mentor and advisor. Support their ambitions. Foster their careers. If you have a junior person or assistant in the team, look at the possibility of some kind of apprenticeship. Create opportunities for them. Split your project into sub-projects or tasks. Encourage team members to regard these tasks as personal development opportunities. Nurturing people's growth is not something that you will do when there is time left over in your schedule. Devote time to this important task. It will pay off in the long run.